Coming to Michigan, $6 billion from the American Rescue Plan. And the goal is to not just make this a one-time splurge of spending for pet projects all over the state of Michigan. Leaders want to make this transformational. The question is how to do it. How do you get the best bang for the buck that won't just make things good for a few years, but will extend well beyond? Well, we know it seems like daily I'm getting press releases either from legislative sources or from the governor's office. Everybody's got a different plan. Everybody's got different special interests to some degree that they're trying to placate. Now comes a group among the backers, DTE Energy and Rocket Companies Chairman Dan Gilbert. It is called Coalition for a Strong and Prosperous Michigan. It is really a diverse coalition, and they laid out their own detailed plan yesterday for spending that $6 billion. And we're joined by one of the members of it, Dan Gilmartin, the CEO of the Michigan Municipal League, representing townships, small communities, and small government all over the state of Michigan. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Give us just an idea who's on the team here, because it's an interesting mix of business, civic, and beyond.
It is, and that's very intentional. It's basically a group of over 40 organizations and individuals from across the state. You've got business leaders like the ones you mentioned, DTE, our largest incumbent utility, along with local units of government, lots of business groups. The home builders are engaged. The folks that work on infrastructure in our state are engaged. Public health, you name it. It's a very diverse coalition. And the whole goal of this thing is to, as you said, I think set up very well in the intro, is we're looking to impact Michigan beyond just the next 18 or 24 months. We're trying to figure out how we can transform this state and really get after some of the needs and wants and desires we have for our communities and our state. And it's an exciting time.
Well, and we know that in the past, and I remember back to the Obama years when we had the economic recovery plan, all those shovel-ready projects that were supposed to be undertaken for some reason never were undertaken. I sat at a luncheon once with Bob Ficano, Brooks Patterson, and Mayor Duggan, and all three of them were griping about the fact that the state government was not releasing the funds to local units of government for those projects. It never got done, and it would have only been a two-year bump anyway. Let me ask you, though, I get the sense that when you're offering your own detailed plan, it indicates that you're not totally satisfied with the plans that have been laid out in Lansing thus far. Why did you feel compelled to come up with your own plan rather than just to lobby lawmakers on what they're already working on?
Yeah, I think you nailed it earlier, too. It's really looking at this thing in totality. I think there are a lot of groups saying, hey, we'd like to see this or we'd like to see that. And the group that you're talking about right here that's laid out the Michigan roadmap is comprised of everybody. So, for example, we have five areas we're looking at. Infrastructure, you know, resilient, sustainable water systems, very important in Michigan. High-speed broadband and access. We've got about $3 billion going in those particular areas. Fiscal health, smart investments that provide stability for state and local governments, about $800 million. Attainable housing, something very important in our state, not just for the people who live here now, but hopefully for the people who are going to be coming to our state. And community development, about $800 million there. Looking to push economic development, direct business assistance for those businesses that have been really whacked by the pandemic. Providing a skilled workforce. We all know that one of our issues right now is not having skill sets lining up with needs. So that's in there. As far as talent attraction, about $900 million. And then public health and safety. So we look at, we've taken real shots there in the public health area, the safety areas. We've got about $500 million going there. So it gets a lot more detailed, and folks can read about it at mimiroadmap.com. But basically, those are the five pillars that this diverse group has come up with and said, hey, here's what we've got to attack here in Michigan to set ourselves up literally for decades to come, because it's a once-in-a-generation opportunity to have these kinds of funds available to be able to go out there and invest in ourselves. And it's something we haven't done enough of in Michigan for decades.
Yeah, and the important thing is this group is not – an entity that's got its hand out saying, please fund my project. You're looking at this very strategically, and I think that's important. But when I hear things like infrastructure systems, smart investments, skills enhancements, these are things that have already been tossed out around Lansing. I want to get back to that again. Why do you think that you needed to roll this out rather than, I mean, what's new in this plan that's not already being addressed either with lip service or otherwise in Lansing?
Well, I think it's really the only plan we've seen that's holistic. And, you know, you mentioned it before. I mean, people have got individual interests. Maybe if you're in, you know, transportation or something else, you're looking, I mean, certainly we've all got ideas on what could work in our particular industries. But this is the first time I think a group has gotten together and looked at everything from soup to nuts, so to speak. And I think it's also important to help bridge and maybe help with some of the deadlock going on in Lansing right now. It's no secret, obviously, that
this
powers
is a nudge.
That be in Lansing have not been able to coalesce behind too much. And we thought, you know, getting some diverse groups that find themselves sort of all over the political map. We're all over geographically, all over the state of Michigan. We're involved in different aspects of providing services and business and everything else. And we thought, hey, what better opportunity it is to get together and put together a program like this to make sure that we sort of bypass some of that legislative gridlock and see if we can provide our own leadership and helping to move some of this stuff along. And we've gotten some great feedback both from both sides of the aisle and the legislature, from the governor herself. So we're happy about that.
Yeah, it moves the conversation along, and I think it's also a not-so-gentle cudgel to those that would want to devolve this into a partisan fight. Get over yourselves, get on board, and let's all pull the wagon in one direction for once. And I think that's a good message to send, too, Dan Gilmartin. We appreciate it on the behalf of all the folks in the Michigan Municipal League. We wish you the best on this.
Thank you, sir. We'll keep in touch.
All right, Dan Gilmartin.